You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara here to tell you about my ride for the house. Coming up the second Saturday in June, June 9th, we're all going to be at Patriot Harley-Davidson. Bright and early, it all starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be there right at 8, but get there around 8 o'clock. And we're going to have a ride for Fisher House. Fisher House provides housing for military families to be close to their loved ones when they are being treated for injuries and medical problems in the service of their country. Please join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia, for my ride for the house, a beautiful day of motorcycles and fun. It all wraps up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, where we have a fabulous day of fun in the sun. The ride for the house comes up Saturday, June 9th. Join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
An early start for today's episode of MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's your old buddy Rob here with... You okay, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm just waking up.
Yeah, I know. But you had to battle morning traffic. How do those people do it?
I don't know.
Each and every day out there and all that traffic.
I'm glad we don't.
But here we are. We're ready to start. And we're actually waiting on a guest.
Oh?
We're starting early today because we got a guest.
Oh, well, then
that's the reason.
That's a good reason.
Has no reason to do that. We're going to a baseball game. So I think he might be at the door. If we wait for him, he might knock or he might just come in. I don't know what he's going to do. He's unpredictable, this one.
He does what he wants.
Yes, he does.
When he wants.
Yes. Right. Oh, look, here he is.
Wow.
The star of Celebrity Apprentice.
The Donald.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Donald. How are you?
How are you?
Did we keep you waiting?
Yes.
Ironically,
hey, Rob,
it was you who kept us waiting.
You're fired.
Oh, I get it. That's your thing.
That's as much as I want to smile.
That's his line.
Just great here. The Trump Organization is delighted to have completed another fabulous, big, large program, The Celebrity Apprentice, which is the hottest show on television. I'm delighted with it. I'm glad to be here.
The show it's a strong
working
show.
Working on the impression as I go.
It's glad.
Glad.
Bulb.
The show is strong.
The show is hot. It's strong. We had a great, fabulous cast, incredible people, talented, really big.
Are you your top two CEOs? You've had Clay Aiken, and you've clearly, well, not CEOs.
Clay Aiken.
Your last two contestants. It came down to
Arsenio Hall
and Clay,
who you know had a talk show.
Yes,
that was very hot.
Yes, for a while.
Was it
years
big?
Ago? It was so big, and he was the biggest thing on television.
Right.
And then he came to my show, and he's not as big as he used to be. So now we're going to try to make him bigger.
Oh.
Do you think now that he's been on The Celebrity Apprentice, do you think that Arsenio will be hot?
I think he'll be big, hot, talented, impressive.
Oh!
Good.
That's it.
Okay,
he's
that's
out.
Fine. You know, you came in, you seem very pleased.
Pleased.
Yes.
I'm very pleased.
Good. You seem pleased.
You know, I'm a happy guy.
You're
and
helping.
And you know, and Arsenio's a happy guy.
Yeah.
And you know, my kids are happy kids. So the at the end of the day, when the show's over, Rob,
yes,
we're happy.
Sure. But yet you're not smiling.
And good and big.
And yet you don't smile much.
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm busy, and I've got to fire people. So if I'm not serious about, you know, the good thing about The Celebrity Apprentice,
very
Rob,
hot. It's very hot.
Is we raise a lot of money for charity.
Which is,
what,
and
what is
charity
your...
is good.
Tell me more about charity. What's charity, your take on charity?
You know, there are people that are less successful
sure.
than I am.
Is that
and
good
people
or bad?
That are less, huh?
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Right.
Yeah. And there are people that need... money, and so we raise money for charity, which is the big, and we raise more money for charity than other any other television show,
Mr.
which
Trump,
is marvelous.
It's big.
Marvelous. Wow, that's a good one.
Marvelous.
I know this is a little off topic, and I know that you're busy resurrecting Arsenio Hall's career.
How's that?
You're resurrecting Arsenio.
I'm what to his career?
You're making it big.
Smaller
you're
oh, making it bigger.
Oh,
yes, I understand.
Okay,
yes.
You're making,
big,
you're
good,
making
please.
It,
wow.
You're making it bigger.
What school did you go to, Mr. Fancy Pants? What was that one again?
Resurrecting.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
The only thing I know about that, I feel like I'm in church.
Right.
Hey, what are you
I've
doing?
Heard that word in
no,
church.
You're bringing it back.
Oh, good.
Is what you're doing.
Yes, go
How
ahead.
How are your kids doing?
They're wonderful. Peter and Roger just went over on an African safari.
How was that?
And, it was terrific. And,
what did they see?
They saw. They didn't see. They killed.
What did they kill?
Elephants, tigers, lemurs.
The elephant, was it big?
Wild African prairie dogs.
Was the elephant big?
It was, you know, the elephant is one of the biggest animals in the wild kingdom.
Mm, yeah. Yes.
So, very tough to kill.
Sure, and other animals...
You need a big, successful gun.
Right.
Does the gun please you?
To bring
you?
Down a big, successful elephant.
Does the gun please you?
I'm very happy. The guns are really wonderful. We've got the best made. We've got a gunsmith that does the best job.
Hey, but,
Melania.
What goes
She orders my guns and
what
she plays with them.
What do you what? What do you put in the gun?
Bullets.
And they are?
Big and successful. I am so happy that the Celebrity Apprentice... I'd like to bring Arsenio out on a safari. Being that he is an African-American, he could go back to his roots. And my son...
That might be painting with broad strokes.
My son Tim can probably bring down a lion that's in danger.
Tim Trump?
Yes, Tim Trump.
Not to be
I don't remember my kids' names.
Why
important.
Should you?
I have too many of them, and they're scattered to the
wind.
I went to Wikipedia, and I...
Ivanka. I know her.
Yes, the names of your sons.
Yes.
They are big...
Right.
Good.
And successful.
That's right. Big Trump, good right. Trump, successful Trump.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to finish with a word that I've coined from your show.
Really?
This is a wonderful term.
You like it.
Hi, everyone. This is Donald Trump. This year's going to be successful and big and good. And to each and every one of the listeners, from my heart, because it's for charity.
Right. Charity is good.
I say S-A-D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There is an epidemic failure within the game to understand what is really happening. People who run ball clubs, they think in terms of buying players. Your goal shouldn't be to buy players. Your goal should be to buy wins. And in order to buy wins, you need to buy runs. You're trying to replace Johnny Damon. The Boston Red Sox see Johnny Damon and they see a star who's worth $7.5 million a year. When I see Johnny Damon, what I see is an imperfect understanding of where runs come from. The guy's got a great glove. He's a decent leadoff hitter. He can steal bases, but is he worth the $7.5 million a year that the Boston Red Sox are paying him? No. Baseball thinking is medieval. They are asking all the wrong questions. And if I say it to anybody, I'm ostracized. I'm a leper. So that's why I'm cagey about this with you. That's why I respect you, Mr. Bean. And if you want full disclosure, I think it's a good thing that you got Damon off of your payroll. I think it opens up all kinds of interesting possibilities.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank, with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Live!
Yeah.
From the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. Download more than 13.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us, won't you? 718-506-1625. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to get out on a beautiful baseball Wednesday, 12:30. We're going to be at Camden Yards in Baltimore to see the Orioles versus the Red Sox.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. O'Mara.
Nice.
You know what? I got a lot of questions this morning on Facebook. What section are we in?
We are in section 300.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah,
it's good. It's successful.
It matches our batting average.
Strong.
It's good. Before I mention the sponsor,
yeah,
I think we're gonna go. I think we've got a microphone somewhere up in the.
It's wired up.
Oh, we have the remote mic wired up there.
Yeah, I think we've got.
Already at the park.
I think RJ. I think I believe RJ.
RJ.
Why?
Pay attention, please. Jesus Christ. RJ is up in the section right now.
Oh, good. RJ's already up there.
Far away from you. I should do no bits with him because he has no understanding of radio.
No, I think this is going very well.
RJ, how are the seats up there in section 300?
We take you out of the ballpark.
Where's the diamond?
Almost, yes. Thank you very much.
Wow. That's enough.
It almost worked.
Yeah. Nearly.
That'll be quite enough.
Yeah. 300.
Boy.
Our show today is brought to you by...
Ladies and gentlemen, Boog Diaz.
ScoreBig.com.
I love it.
I was messing around on ScoreBig.com. A lot of people, we mentioned this yesterday, don't get tickets to games because, frankly, it's too expensive.
Righto. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sold-out event or you have a crowded event or you have a popular event, whether it's a game, whether it's a major concert, you have ticket prices that are grabbed by the scalpers and they are sent through the roof. At ScoreBig.com. They help you out with this situation. ScoreBig believes the tickets are too expensive, and 40% off live events, 40% of live events go unsold. So you think, oh, it's a sold out event. You know, where are the tickets? Well, they have all this inventory.
Right.
Now, I don't know how these guys at ScoreBig were able to pull this off, but the fact is that they were able to get hold of this inventory, and the venues, the owners, the power brokers, the people that sell tickets to events, they would much rather make something on these tickets than give them away.
Of course. Yeah.
Because most of the time, these tickets in the past have been comped. So at ScoreBig.com, they can actually take these tickets and make them available to you. It is impossible to pay full price on ScoreBig.com.
Cool.
Every ticket on ScoreBig.com is guaranteed, to be between 10% and 60% below retail price. If you go to a venue and you say, ScoreBig, I want to go to this game and I want to sit here, imagine what it's going to feel like to get 60% off a ticket.
Yeah.
Good seats.
It feels
too.
Great.
It's going to be amazing.
You know, Mark, it just moved on him.
Great seats to sporting events, concerts, from the front row all the way up to the Raptors.
So cool.
Where we happen to be sitting today. Purchase your tickets days, weeks, or even months in advance, and you will never pay extra fees or shipping charges. And right now, get an extra $10 off your purchase. Go to ScoreBig.com, click on the radio button, and enter our code. You know what that is. That's TMOS. Tell them you like our show and tell them you like their website as well. Always less than full price, never pay fees. ScoreBig.com. That's ScoreBig.com. And don't forget to enter our code TMOS. Well, speaking of games,
I'm looking at our tickets right now. Do you know we're going to Memorial Stadium? Do they even play there anymore?
I believe it doesn't exist.
Right? Wow. Well, no wonder we were able to get six together.
Perhaps a parking lot at this point. Do you have the Three Stooges?
Going to, let me check. I bet I
you
do.
You have to have
I
the
bet
Three
I
Stooges.
Do. Let's see. You have
does.
To have them.
You have to have the you Three Stooges on them. A day like this.
Now, this is a dumb question, but you're going to root for the Red Sox,
yes.
But you're going to an Orioles game, and the Orioles have had such phenomenal success, probably the best success I've seen in the past decade.
I have, as I mentioned on Facebook, when I said we were going up to the game, I have changed a major rule.
Really?
When the Red Sox were spanking the Orioles every season, when they were thumping the Orioles, when they were eviscerating the Orioles, I would not wear the colors. I would not show the colors. Now, I believe that rule is off. There are going to be a lot of Red Sox fans, but I don't care because we are in last place. I am proud to
underdog.
Wear my Red Sox jersey as I go to first place Camden Yards, where the Orioles sit at the top of the mountain, and they won last night. They pissed me off last night, I'm showing the colors. F you, Baltimore.
But the song, Mike, the song insists that you root for the home team.
Not going to happen. Do you have it?
I don't. I have lots of Stooges, but I don't have that.
We're going to a baseball game. Going to a baseball game. Going to a baseball game.
I want to slug the umpire.
There you go. So we're going up to Camden Yards today, and it's a whole field trip. Let me see. RJ's going.
Right.
Rob's going.
Yes.
I'm going. Zoolander's going. Right. Mark and Buzz have some sort of date.
Yes, no, I understand.
I don't know what it is, but they're not coming
with
us.
Did they bail?
They're not coming with us.
Oh, no.
They're not going in the van, the party van.
Oh. There's some sort of hidden camera investigation that Mark is doing with Lowell.
I'm not quite sure. Is the Mark and Lowell show tonight?
No. Well,
are you taping? Yeah, there it is.
No, but that has nothing to do with this.
We will be with you throughout the game.
No, I have some work I got to get done, and I don't want to hold you guys
up. I'm never planning another trip again.
You know Mike likes to travel in a pack.
I know, but I've got a client that I have to tend to.
Okay. Oh.
I have to.
Oh,
Buzz has a client too.
Yes.
So Buzz is not coming with us either.
Right. No.
But we're all going to be in Camden Yards together.
That's right.
Yeah. But, all in different sections.
But Zoolander is going to be driving, the three of us, the way it works out?
I believe
it'll be
so,
four of you all together.
Okay. So where's is Zoolander around?
He's still a pack.
Here. Eric. Eric Zoolander.
Mike, what's going to be the beer etiquette tonight?
Slim.
I have to plan.
Okay, this will be fun because this is going to set the template that will be broken as soon as we get there. What is the plan for beer?
I have a plan to go mellow simply because I have to think about the future.
Where you're going.
Would you like to know my schedule?
Yeah, I would. What about the future?
My schedule is today the game. Then tomorrow it's drinks with the DCOs.
Oh, well, that goes. So.
That's not a slow. Then... it is a noon golf lunch followed by 18 holes, which I haven't played yet with my bad knee, followed by drinks on Friday night.
Jesus.
Saturday will be the first day that I have a chance to recover, and I am not 20 anymore.
It's four days of drinking.
And plus, excuse me, we have two shows to do tomorrow.
That's right.
Good and one. We have a show to do on Friday.
Yes.
So I have
But after that, you got the rest of the day off.
I have to prep myself. So what I'm planning on doing is getting just obliterated before the third inning. Thank you very much.
So you can recover during the game?
I don't know. Who knows? There are a lot
Help Mr. O'Mara to the van.
There are a lot of...
That'll be fun.
Get under his arm.
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Are you the designated driver?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You rock.
Great.
Thank you. Are you working at the dental office tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, so that means he's really...
Are you afraid that your glaring smile will distract the pitching staff?
Yeah.
Not where we're sitting. Let me see if I can do the bit that RJ didn't pay attention to.
It would have gone like this.
I can't see anything. The players look like ants.
Where's the diamond?
But we got the tickets for free. Yeah. So, anyway, it's fine. See you later, Zoolander.
So
take care.
Oh, yeah, I could get a really nasty sunburn on my head.
Yes.
I was up there. We're so close to the sun.
We might get rained on, though, today, because there are thunderstorms in the forecast today.
It looked nice on the ride in. Yeah. God knows we had enough time to look at the weather.
Aluminum bats. No aluminum bats.
I do believe, though, when we get up there, it's just a 12... excuse me. A 12:30 game, and I believe it is going to be a loser convention.
You think?
Yes.
Day baseball, man.
It's 12:30 on a Wednesday before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Get ready to see some
Slacker Central.
Yeah, no.
Slacker,
hey,
including
guess
us.
What? I was able to score tickets to day baseball right before Memorial.
I want to say you're wrong.
I'm also hoping. And incidentally, be ready for this, gentleman.
Yes.
I wish you were coming, Oscar.
Me too.
I wish you really were coming.
Speaks well for the rest of us, doesn't it?
I asked about it yesterday during a Skype conversation with my boss.
Yes.
And he said, there's nobody else there. And I said...
And you said, yeah, so?
Is he enjoying his cruise?
He's enjoying his cruise.
What about if you said, I think I can sell about 400 man grades to the people that cook hamburgers at Camden Yards?
We had that conversation before that I asked that.
So
that didn't really work.
Let me alert you guys.
Oh, well.
Let me alert you that at some point, I think we have to spy the lower level.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And move. I think it's going to be possible.
Have you ever moved down?
I've watched two games in a row, two nights in a row. There's nobody there.
Right.
There's still nobody there?
No. There's nobody there. You know what? The problem is, everybody busts my balls for being a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Red Sox fan.
Shut up, Rob.
Look at you. I'm busting your balls.
Shut up.
Yeah, you and your Johnny Damon.
So anyway.
You can have him.
And Matt Damon.
The thing is,
Ace.
The Red Sox do really well. I mean, they're always sold out. I know it's a smaller place.
Right. Right. The one game we went to, I was blown away.
You talk about Tampa? Tampa, this is the rap on Tampa. The Tampa Bay Rays, not that kind of rap.
Sorry.
The rap on Tampa is
that's
that
so
they, 80s. They only show up. That was an 80s bit.
For me, it was so current, though.
Hey, dude.
That's right.
Can I do a Chuck Brown beat for you?
Yeah, please.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Go. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Save help.
So the Tampa Rays only show up in the postseason. How much does that suck?
Yeah.
They don't support their team during the regular season. So people bust my chops, but at least my fandom shows up.
And they travel.
They do.
And instantly, they're going to be 50% Red Sox fans there today.
No, I believe
probably.
That. I believe that.
So, bust our balls, but we're good baseball
fans. But
how
do you scoot down? I've never scooted down.
You eyeball the section, and then you just move on down.
And
there.
Sometimes, do you light up the usher?
I'm not totally sure whether you can do that.
with, because I've tried and failed a couple of times.
Oh.
It, you know, because
that hurts.
You go to the usher and you say, hey, I think you dropped this $20 bill.
Rob, baseball park ushers make the kind of dough they can't be bribed.
Hey, is that a crib? And then they get distracted.
I think RJ's going to. RJ, what's you've done this before. What's the etiquette of bribery for
just
for
like,
ushers?
Well, you just go where the ushers aren't.
Avoid the ushers.
You find the aisles where there's no usher standing at the end, and that's the one you scoot down in.
And as always, you walk like you know what you're doing. But I looked last night.
Exactly. That's
and you would think a Tuesday night game.
And you wear a green Red Sox jersey.
That
you're
going
to call attention to yourself.
Damn.
That's a problem.
Oh, yeah, because there's going to be nobody with a Red Sox jersey
right.
in the stadium.
I'm just thinking.
What has the crowd been like the last two games?
The crowd has been, I looked on TV, it looks, lower level looks very like the box seats, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that little area
box.
From about halfway down the dugout behind home plate, jammed, but then very, very lean in the other lower section.
Well, like we went last year, we had a majority were Red Sox fans, I remember.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I was asking, if we had more Red Sox fans than there yesterday.
They're always going to be more Red Sox fans, even with the Orioles in first place, which is stunning. The Orioles, to be honest with you, are my second favorite baseball team. Mm-hmm. So I'm always kind of conflicted when I go to, because I love their history of baseball. I love Camden Yards. I think it's one of the best parks.
Now, you say there's going to be a lot of Red Sox fans there. Do you think people travel?
I love it when he talks sports.
No, I'm not talking sports.
Just when you're even on the general subject.
All right.
When you're on the general subject, you make me laugh. Because it's like there's a, you know, you're a funny man, you know that.
Well,
right?
and so are you.
Yeah, but you have a way about you after all these years of working with you that when you are on a subject that you, it's your
I'm walking on thin ice.
It's your BS retail.
Yes.
It's your BS retail. And you'll start even with a question
but
where you're
know,
like,
I'm,
he you're creating it.
I'm going to ask this as a question that's going to make me look like the rube that I am. Uh-oh. These Red Sox fans that are going to be at the Camden Yards today.
Incidentally, your performance when we had the Redskins on WJFK was flawless.
Thank you.
I almost 100% believed you. I really did. I truly did.
Thank you.
A lot of people bought it.
A lot of people.
Can you call him the?
I am the faker.
With an eye. But he got a great gig. He was the PA announcer for the Washington Redskins. I mean, how can you argue with that?
You can't.
How can you argue with that?
Can we turn the car around right now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to know, these Red Sox fans, are they people that are mostly local, or do people travel from, say, the Boston area to see them?
No. These
are. Because they are one of the nation's teams. They've got a national following.
You want to know where they're from? I know it backwards and forwards.
Okay, good.
These are people that come, that are transients that come down from.
So they're dressed like women?
They're dressed like homeless people. Okay. No, they moved to the D.C. area from New England.
Okay.
And or from wherever. And then you've got the people that like winning teams.
Okay.
And because the Red Sox have won championships, then people are going to show up. But by and large, these are transplanted Easterners, New Englanders that moved down to the D.C. area, not the Baltimore area. And what I, you know, to be honest with you, last year, and I was at the last two games of the season where the Red Sox were eliminated from the postseason. It was heartbreaking. RJ was with me the last night.
So they were meaningless games.
It was terrible. No, these were very meaningful. They were meaningful games.
You said they were eliminated from the postseason.
Last year.
Okay, but I thought you said that by the time the game had been played.
No.
By the time the game had been played, they had already been eliminated.
No, they were eliminated.
So this was eliminated while you were watching.
And even,
so, Mike, these would be meaningful.
Why don't you just button
and
it for a second.
Nail biters.
The thing is.
You stay way out of this, pal.
And the thing is, RJ will tell you this, that. It's so long suffering for the Orioles. They have not had a winning team since the early 80s. And it's very frustrating for Orioles fans to, you know, year after year with a great tradition of baseball.
Sure.
Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, Rick Dempsey, Earl Weaver, to not have a winning team.
Fred Lynn.
As bummed as I was, as broken up as I was seeing the Red Sox get eliminated, and you remember this.
Yes, I do.
You kind of had to feel for those Oriole fans that didn't have anything to play for.
There was nothing to come out of that season.
But they were so passionate.
They beat the Red Sox. That was it.
That's a team right there. If they could turn around significantly by playoff time and make it to the postseason, you're going to have Baltimore go absolutely nuts. And I think Baltimore is really one of the best sports towns in the world. I really do. I think they're an incredible sports town.
Yeah. They don't have much else up there.
Well, you know what? We are a great sports town if the Redskins win. And we support the Redskins year after year because the Redskins are not
only...
Do you
want to amend that to say we're a great football town when they win? Because we're really not a sports town.
Well, but you see, the Caps get support as well during the regular season.
Okay,
and they sell out, so you really can't
say
that.
I'm with you there.
We're getting there, but it's at the same time... I've always felt that Baltimore is just a special place for sports. And it's Baltimore. A shame what happened to their football team. I still bum out about the Colts going because I remember how that was one of the first examples of an owner really screwing a city when Robert Irsay moved that team in the dead of night.
Oh, dark 30.
Really horrible that that happened. And I really would love to see a team like the Chicago Cubs or a team like the Baltimore Orioles with fans that just deserve it. Long-suffering fans. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that win. Mm-hmm. And if it's
you can relate because you had to wait all those years for
80
your,
years.
Yeah, for your World Series victory.
80 years. Yeah. That's long-suffering.
But you had a couple within a five-year span.
Yeah, 2004 and 2007. So
he's kind of sick of it now, but at the time.
With all that niceness about Baltimore, I will still tell you, I am totally enthralled with going up there being in last place. Because now it's the way it was for years and years and years, where my team would be sucking, and I'd go up there showing the colors, and I'd be in the minority. The thing is, though, we still have all the fans that are up there. And these are fans that you will see a father and a son, and the son, you know, has never known any of the pain for being a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
They haven't known losing.
He knows that they're winners.
They know Big Poppy and the fact he hits home runs and we win games and all that. So it's a different kind of dynamic.
When people see us together up there, that's probably what they'll think. They'll say, there is a man and his son.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The son has never known the heartbreak.
And it's like, you know, and he will say, why is that man bringing his gay son to the ball game?
His gay bald son. They're going to think it's a make-a-wish trip, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
We will take a break. When we come back, I've got a lot on the show today. I have a moment with my neighbor yesterday that just made me laugh. That's a throwaway. Robin RJ at the Waitin' On party last night. Ooh. And let me see. Meet and greet in Maine. We're going to have an announcement about an announcement coming up. And I don't like Will Smith. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. At MikeOMaraShow.com. We hope all of you get a chance to check out our Ustream feed as we have our brand new cameras where you get a lovely shot of the four of us and you can see our pretty faces in high definition splendor. We urge you to check it out. And if you haven't, just go ahead and check it out on Ustream.
How is our layout today? Are you on top of me?
Let me see.
Oh, hey now. Hey.
I'm on top of you.
So
I'm sitting on your head.
Look, here's Mike.
Yes.
And then if you pointed to your left, who would you be pointing to?
I'm just pointing. This is Rob.
Point to Buzz.
Now, why are you looking? Is that Someone. Working? RJ, is that working? Are they not seeing that?
Oh, they're seeing that.
Okay. Because RJ's look when you were doing that was.
Yeah.
But thank God it was just a look. He didn't.
I like the shot. I'm reacting to something entirely different over here. So.
Well, is it something usual. In the chat group?
No, not at all. Something on the computer itself.
So. We're having a problem?
Well, it's busy. Very, very busy.
Please just don't try to be cute. Just tell it like it is, please.
The stream is not so solid today because the CPU is...
What's the CPU?
Computer.
100% busy.
What is the CPU?
Computer.
Central processing unit.
Or computer.
Do you know how many people know what a CPU is?
Everybody has one in their phones and everything
else. But nobody knows what it is.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so... Sorry, Mike.
I had to deal with this for 3 days.
Yeah, okay, Oscar.
How did you not stab him in the eye?
I didn't, because we're friends.
He tried to.
Still.
So it's slow speeds?
Yes, we're running at about 8 to 10 frames a second, Oscar. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, it's just like it was yesterday.
No, that's the way it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
That was a perfect RJ was
right
there.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oscar said
I was thinking about how it used to be before we had...
Oh, my God.
All right, so we are being seen.
It's fine.
We are being seen, yes.
Mike, it is fine.
We're very good.
Sputtering.
Is it great?
Let me tell you, I wanted to ask you guys, did you have fun at the Wait Not party?
Oh, it was terrific. Well, it's always a good time at
Jimmy. Jimmy has lost more.
Yeah, Jimmy looks a little scary. As a matter of fact, there are some rumors that people have been asking, like servers, is Jimmy okay?
AIDS?
Is he well?
I never said that. No.
That's not what we want in the commercial.
Yeah.
Jimmy looks great. As a matter
radio
of fact,
rule.
That's a candy.
Wait Not actually said, Jimmy, it's time for you to stop.
Really?
They said, you're done. And he looks fantastic. He feels feels great. Jimmy's only regret is people don't trust a skinny bar owner because they think his food will suck. And it doesn't.
Did they announce RJ since he's probably lost more weight than anybody
there out is there? A picture on Facebook of RJ and Jimmy and me, and it's us. And between us, I think we figured out we lost 240 pounds, something like that.
Wow. Something like
225, something
so,
like that.
So Paul, the guru, was out there.
And his brother, who I got a chance to meet his brother, who was, I think, the CFO.
Okay.
And Christy, our girl, and some of the salespeople. They were all great. They all had a great time.
We're talking about Weight Not. These were people that came out to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon and celebrated all their fabulous weight losses.
Yeah.
We've got a letter, another one that comes to us from Carissa. Mm-hmm. Carissa writes, "Dear Mike, I want to say thank you to you and the boys on the show for introducing me to Weight Not. I am 24 at the beginning of my prime, and I knew I wanted to look the best I could when I started Weight Not. I have lost 30 pounds thanks to Weight Not, nice. And I have made it to my ideal body size. My life has done a complete 180. I am addicted to rock climbing now and being active. I feel so good about myself. My boyfriend, Sean, who introduced me to TMOS, he is a huge fan, and I wanted to say thank you to him for introducing me to TMOS and encouraging me throughout the program.
You guys
rock, and I can't get enough of you. Keep doing what you're doing. The show is hilarious, inspirational, and addicting. What more could you ask for? Keep up the good work. Love, Carissa, and congratulations for being so successful on Weight Not.
And everybody.
If she's addicted to rock climbing, I think I might change my name to Rock.
There you go. Thank you, Rob. Weight Not, this month only, is offering TMOS listeners $25 off their next purchase. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com.
I get it.
Unbelievable results you can believe in, and we love our partnership
the
with
best.
Weight Not.
They
it's been very successful
great.
For them, and we are so happy that so many people around the country are losing weight on Weight Not. So that's good for them. On the show today, I want to talk about Will Smith because it's been all over the place. Mm-hmm. Everybody's seeing Will Smith. Everybody's seeing him push the guy away.
Yes.
And the only way I want to address this is that I don't think that was that big a deal.
I don't either.
Because the guy's like, you know,
do you want to hear
a
the clip?
Kiss.
Yeah, can we, just for people that maybe
have
been
play the clip
recent.
Of Will Smith.
He was in the Ukraine, Mike, and
okay.
he was approached by a Ukrainian reporter.
Hey, man. Come on, man. What the hell is your problem, buddy? hey, sorry. He said, kiss me in my mouth. He's joking. He lucky I ain't sucker punching.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I said that on camera. yeah, no, it's all good.
Apparently, the reporter's gimmick is to kiss celebrities. And
on
he went in for on the lips, and Will Smith gave him a little backhand slap.
I think that making a big deal, a super big deal out of that is not fair
it's
to
BS.
Will Smith. I think it's total BS. I think Will Smith, and I've thought this for years, is one of the biggest dicks in Hollywood.
Oh, I agree.
Simply because I think he is a complete and utter manipulating phony who you know has thrust his kids into the spotlight at the expense of other kids that wanted to work hard for it. And I think the guy's just a hump. I think he's a phony hump who believes his own press, and that's my number one thing about celebrities that actually think that they're as good as they are.
You know,
he writes his rap about I got Jada, you don't, you know, da da da, and all that, and it's just like, you know what, I do not like Will Smith, and I hate his work.
A couple things. One
Thank you.
Is I shake my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
Maybe a hit, but it's not a great song. And it's
right.
from a kid, basically.
Right.
Yeah. His daughter. And then...
His daughter there's one thing to support your kids. It's another thing to completely and artificially assure that your kids are going to be superstars.
They manufacture,
and I think that just
What's
is that depresses that depresses
using
me.
Your influence and your power to help their careers.
I think you use your influence, but I think because you know what, the proof will be probably 15 years down the road.
Yes. Right.
We'll see how the kids
if
do.
If they don't end up
if the
like
kids,
Lindsay
if,
Lohan.
Yeah, if the kids handle it, then fine, then it all worked out well. I just think when I've heard Will Smith talk about his kids, he's kind of like Donald Trump in that we're great, we're incredible,
yes. yeah.
you know, I'm great,
he lacks
my
humility.
Wife is great. He lacks any humility
Isn't
whatsoever.
That it? And I think the most likable celebrities are those who are humble, or at least appear
you.
To be.
But look at Tom
Cruise. But
just
Cruise. To say I'm going to...
He's a whack job.
But
yes. still watch
oh, agreed.
His movies.
Yeah,
agreed.
Of course. But you've got, you know, Will Smith saying also, you know, with the incident, the guy's kissing all over. It's like you want to go, hey, stop that. But then it's like, hey, he's lucky I didn't sucker punch him.
Right.
Yeah, because you're such a tough guy, you know, that you're going to sucker punch him.
I will address something because I'm of a culture where you kiss on the cheek.
Right.
And sometimes you kiss
it's
on
the
both.
It's the Ukrainian thing.
On both.
Is it the gay culture?
Oscar is Ukrainian.
No. But in Bolivia.
Little
and,
Ukraine in Bolivia.
And Brazil, you kiss on each male, female. Mm-hmm.
Why have you never kissed us?
Well, because clearly.
Clearly what?
I've assimilated, and I don't do that here.
I don't know. It might be nice.
You're defending the reporter, right?
No, I'm not defending the reporter. I'm saying if. It is intimate to kiss another woman on the lips that you don't know. It is more intimate to kiss, especially if you are straight, to think about kissing another man on the lips that you don't know.
Okay.
And I have gone and said hi to strangers that are family members as a child.
Yes.
And gone for the old kiss on the cheek and hit the lips. And there's an awkwardness. That can't be, you can't buy yourself or talk yourself out of.
Well, not that it's right or wrong, but I think this reporter's shtick is to kiss everybody on the lips.
But I'm just saying, even out of love and respect out of my culture, there have been times where you feel weird.
And what did I say? What did I say at the beginning? I said, I think it's being overblown.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
I'm with Will Smith on that. If some guy comes up and wants to kind of attack me with, by kissing, I'm going to push him away and go, hey, come on, knock it off.
We'll find out today.
But the thing about it, this just alerts me to the fact.
At the ball game?
This alerts me to the fact that Will Smith is just, he's always
been. Well, you know what? This is
also. He's always, to me, just been kind of, when you see him on talk shows, he's
too
always,
slick.
He's never particularly funny to me, and he's always kind of a hump. Just and
Mr. Cool.
And I'm a big fan.
He's out there promoting, shocking, he's out there promoting Hancock? The third retread of Men in Black, which wasn't that good the first time.
Right.
He needs something to talk about.
Right.
And they've handed this to him.
Hold on, the helicopters are landing on the building.
Scientology. Yeah.
This is our ride to Baltimore.
Yeah, what they're you want to do is, if you want to run outside, Oscar, and kiss that guy in the cheek, he's waiting
is
for
he
you.
Is he a Scientologist, Will Smith?
Too? I don't think he is.
He part of that cult?
No. He has something to do with ears. I think it's an ear religion.
So, I kind of understand. It would have been fine if he goes, hey, get away from me.
Yeah,
but then he's like,
not so hard.
I'm gonna sucker punch him,
But
because I'm Will Smith and I'm just so
right.
Such
but
a
you look
cool
at it that
guy.
Way, I look at it this way. You one, I can't imagine you're the closest to a real celebrity that's in this room.
Oh God, come off it. I mean really, seriously.
He's the closest.
Were you with me at Walmart yesterday when I was buying socks?
No, I'm not talking.
See, there's that humility. See, that's humility
that everyone admires.
That's what?
Right. No, that's what we were saying. That's what makes you such a great celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm doing stuff in my living room for Christ's sake. I was a celebrity. I'm not anymore for Christ's sake.
I don't think
you know. I'm chewing on an ice cube right now.
You cannot destroy that. You shall always be a heritage radio guy.
Yes.
You've got that.
You know, the only people that treat me like that are Mickey and Amelia. That's why I like going up
there. See, that's really nice. And you've never
God
had.
Love them. God bless them for inflating my ego.
And I'm glad you backed off on Catherine and Elizabeth's album.
I just think that I respect a guy like Warren Buffett,
yes,
who tells his kids, I have achieved all this greatness, but you got to do it on your own, and you want to make it on your own. And it just seems to me that the whole, I resent the whole, we're a perfect, my son's perfect, right. Mm-hmm. My kid's perfect, my wife is perfect. And it's just this constant, there's nothing wrong with loving your family. I'm all for that. I love my own family. But what I don't like is when the family becomes this hype machine.
And it's constant reminders.
And it's all based
it's
on
show business family.
Yeah, it's all based on showbiz. Yeah. It's kind of carny.
Almost
to
a little too show busy.
A little too show busy.
And he's quick to remind us of how great things are.
And that's the only reason I don't like Will Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about?
Has nothing to do with his success.
You've always
a little jealousy. Yeah. Incidentally, since I've fallen.
Yes.
The fall, as we call it, the fall.
I do experience that jealousy a lot more than I used to.
Really?
Yeah, something that wouldn't have bothered me in the past. And I swear to God, this is not directed at
you.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Audi commercials. Jesus, are they elitist. Audi commercials are the most.
But keep in mind, of Oscar's cars, only one of them is
an Audi.
Can I
say my Audi commercial that's elitist first? The one where he shows up at Christmas time. In his fancy Audi, and he walks into this mansion.
That one,
he's a perfect looking Ken doll kid.
Of course.
And then it's like, Mom, Dad, Mom, Dad. And you go cut to outside where the perfect looking gray haired man with the perfect looking midlife wife is sitting in the Audi, and they're going to take it for a spin out of their mansion driveway. It's like, lick my balls.
It's the most interesting man in the world. It's the Dos Equis guy. He's
that's
sitting driving the car.
No, disagree.
Now that's fighting.
Yeah.
The Dos Equis guy is my man.
He could have sucker punched you.
Yeah, he could have.
You know, if I could, seriously, if I could prepare dinner with a cougar walking around the counters, yeah. I'd do it. Yeah. And I'd discipline him, too. A couple of babes, you know, hey, yeah. the sausage is ready. Well, there you go.
So the Audi commercial, the fact that it's elitist makes you mad, or the fact that you wish you were part of the Audi culture?
No, the fact that it's elitist.
Okay.
Yeah,
But I don't know whether, this is so pathetic. I don't know whether in years past that commercial would have bothered me as much.
Yeah, I understand.
It bothers me now.
I understand.
I get bothered when I read those foo-foo magazines I get, like Vanity Fair and GQ magazine. And Esquire.
Stop reading them.
They're all so elitist. And it's just like, okay, here's the new suit. This is the new line of suits for the men with 13-inch waists.
That's right.
That are 12 years old and
made
are going
by Mattel.
To, are 12 years old wearing $70,000 watches.
Here's a cappuccino maker. It only costs $4,000.
Exactly.
We have a $3,500 model, but of course the Brass Eagle is a little smaller.
Now, incidentally, I urge people like Mark Ronick to read these magazines and to have that eye of the tiger so that we can perhaps get more.
Right.
You know, so we can become more successful is this.
I like to take those magazines someday
in a warehouse somewhere, you know, in the middle of Fairfax County.
You should take those magazines.
Neon lights around, in a fabulous look as we have a dedicated room like Adam Carolla out in Los Angeles. That's what I shoot for.
Well, he took a garage, and look, because I've been out there. He took his garage. He took his garage. And he had maybe
in your Audi.
I know.
What happened is I went out there to kiss him on the cheek.
There's no way to win.
I know. No.
We're ramped up. We're excited. We're going to a ball game.
I'm just saying that he had a full setup for a private use. Was it storage locker, basically? Storage garage. Probably the size of your first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he went to do his podcast after doing his home for a while, he just gutted that place out and built a studio.
Someday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someday that's our goal.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but it wouldn't be we've talked about this.
Yes.
At length.
I love doing it
And
here.
You said it wouldn't be the living room studio just without the
comfortable
living room studio.
And intimate. I think our listeners like the fact that this isn't a living room.
A real living room.
I really think that's true.
Now, I like the furniture.
Me too.
Thank you very much.
I do.
I handpicked it.
I know.
Thank you.
Now, if Rob could do it in Leesburg, in a living room studio there, he'd like it even more, which would be great.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
But you know what? You picked out the chair I'd use there too, because I have your old chair.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the old one.
Yeah, your green office chair.
With the ottoman on it too?
Oh, the green office chair.
Green office chair. I also have the furniture that may or may not have come from Rockville.
All right. Listen, before we go to break here, because we are on a time crunch today.
We are, Mike.
I want to share with you a beautiful moment. We go out yesterday, and it was grocery day. It was, I had some time to kill. Carla and I were both exactly in the same mode, and I think everybody on the show can relate to this. Hold on just a second. The mode is that you just don't need any more people. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see.
Yep.
I mean, the guys have been in my house every day, and it's just, I'm crisp.
I
just want to get away. So Carla comes home from the office, and Carla's in that mode. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, you want to go grocery shopping with me? She says, no, I just don't want to deal with anybody.
Been there.
I said, well, I'm kind of in the same mode. Mm-hmm. And so I said, how about I give you an hour or two? She said, in 1 hour, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me an hour. So I go back and put on your clothes. I'm standing up fully erect.
That's right. You oil
outside in front of the door. I go out and I just fart around at Walmart. I go to Walmart. I'm looking for an umbrella for the patio. I don't see one that I like. I decide, were they not
fabulous enough?
I go in and I look for workout shirts, t-shirts, and socks. That's what I'm getting at Walmart. And
tube socks.
By the time I get to the checkout at Walmart, striped, which is this would be the checkout at Walmart.
Oh, it's a mysterious checkout.
Oh, my people.
Aisle 2.
Oh, yeah.
Register 3. Register 4.
It
what
was...
I'm picturing is a sombrero full of couscous.
Hey.
I accept the fact that cool. there are more minority babies being born now than any other, and mm-hmm. I accept the fact that in my particular town that I'm effectively a minority when I go to Walmart. Right. Sometimes it can be a tad overwhelming. When no one within 2 miles of me is coming anywhere near to speaking English, right. and the only people that are looking like they were born in Ireland are the people that are 90 years old, like
sure.
me. So what we have is we have young people from different countries, mm-hmm. and then we have the elderly that were born here, mm-hmm. and it's just depressing as all hell because you have senior citizens and people that don't speak the language, and I'm just very
depressed. Mike in the middle because you're not a senior citizen.
I'm close to it though.
No, I'm realizing that.
Look at the white beard.
Yeah. But I think you're closer to the young, happening Hispanic
right.
than you are to the doddering Irish man.
Yeah, you're well, El Señor.
All I know is, and this exactly. has nothing to do with ethnicity or anything. This has to do with retail in America.
Mm. Sure.
You know, you got 60 people waiting for 2 checkout lines,
that's right.
and they couldn't give a rat's ass.
Shop on Amazon.
I know, but the fact, sometimes you just want to go out and touch things.
It just comes to your house, and we get a percentage of the sales.
But I do that. There's a lot of stuff that I buy. Okay. I bought a little thing for the patio to play an iPod.
Let the man buy his tube sock.
A CPU.
And so at this point, it's grocery shopping time. I pick Carla up. Uh-huh. We go through the grocery shopping, and we do it in short order.
Which store?
Bing, bang, boom. Costco.
Okay.
And is she feeling
better?
That's
right. I texted you from Costco.
I've effectively
yesterday.
Been in 2 big box stores
that's
in
right.
one day.
Yeah, nice box.
I'm pretty crispy.
Yeah.
And we're getting, it's the Costco trip where you're getting the toilet paper and the paper towels.
Fun. $200 trip.
Right. And nothing you're fun. Getting the water, yeah. which is, and you're hauling the water, and we bought a box of oranges.
I could tell that you were crispy.
My life is exciting.
I could tell you were crispy because I texted you something yesterday, and even your text came off as curt. And, you know,
yes.
texts are short anyway.
Right. right.
And
right.
I believe one of your text replies was just, yum.
Yeah, that's it.
No capital letters, no right. punctuation. Why
you were going to a drink-a-thon, and you were excited, and so you're like,
and I was like, to know.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Good stuff.
I need my flipping oranges.
So we, at the end of the day, I'm unloading. I've done my 3-mile walk, and the old knee is with the wet weather we've had is starting to just go stop. Stop. It's starting to really hurt like hell. And I'm really not, I just don't feel like moving anymore. Mm-hmm. To the point where I sat, we pulled up in front of the house with all the groceries in it. And I looked over at Carl. I said, why don't we just sit here and watch some of the neighbors walk by? That's
really?
How wiped out I'm gassed. I'm just gassed. I'm burnt out from the show. I'm burnt out from everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I am completely gassed. And I sat there. She's like, don't be ridiculous. She jumps out of the car.
Right.
We haul stuff in. And then, so at this point, the sweat is dripping down my face.
Yeah.
And as we come into the kitchen, Carla says, you know, I missed the trash last week. It's trash day. And I realized that not only is it doubled the trash due to the 2 weeks of trash, but I, in between, have had 2 major social events.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And the studio cleanup. So we
I have a carbon footprint that is so massive.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And so I bring 1,
oh, wow.
2, 3, 4, 5 trash barrels,
jeez.
Then 1,
oh.
2, 3 bags of trash.
8.
Then I tackle the cardboard boxes.
Oh. And there's a lot of them.
And I'm sitting there, and I at one point, a lid to the trash can falls in front of me, mm-hmm. right where the little gate is to go to take the trash out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm holding the trash bag and trying to kick it with my foot. And you know when you're just too lazy to reach down with your hand and move something.
You're too tired.
You'll sit there for 10 hours
right.
as the sweat pours out of your body trying to kick the thing. And I'm going, and I go, Jesus effing, top of my lungs. At that moment, I move it out of the way and I stood out on the street. Slowly coming down the street. This made me laugh. Is my neighbor Richard?
Yay!
Hey, buddy boy.
In his sensible SUV.
Yeah.
And he looks over at me, or his sensible station wagon. Uh-huh. Rolls down the window, and he is the nicest guy. There's not a mean bone in his body,
man.
But he couldn't resist, and he said, how things going? and he pulled it. He pulled it in his driveway. He said that, you know, he's the guy that took the pictures of my 4 barrels overflowing with trash. We have trash that our trash generates. You know,
yeah.
And
you could have a dumpster.
Your trash.
I should have a dumpster. Yeah. And he's got the little. the little baggie every week. Mm-hmm. And he puts his little Ziploc bag. That's right. It's a lunch bag. It's a sandwich size. And he puts that's his trash.
He puts it in his refuse cozy.
So I wanted to salute Richard. It was funny as hell. I love you. You're a great neighbor.
Right. When you get to a point where you're that weary and you're that frustrated, you will spend 3 hours to do a 1 second operation if you think it's going to save effort.
Right.
And it's kicking a trash can.
Exactly.
That would be a smash on YouTube.
So salute to my next door neighbor with
Richard.
Small carbon footprint. We will take a break. Come back with the Magic Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Tis the season. Tis the season to have those wonderful grilling events. Yes, this is the biggie. I mean, my favorite weekend of the year. I talk about this all the time. Memorial Day is unquestionably my favorite weekend of the year where you fire up the barbecue.
Start and of summer.
We have gotten more feedback on man grates than probably anything we talk about on this show. Father's Day, there is the perfect gift for your dad, and that's 100% made in America man grates. I can't think. One of the cool things about opening man grates, especially if you take the time to actually wrap them, is that when when your dad says, "Hey, what's this?" You know, you're not going to know that it's just going to be grill stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You lift it, and it's like, it's heavy. It's got the heft.
How much in the box? It's like 18 pounds, the box?
It's 8 pounds per grate.
So 16 pounds.
Pack, three pack, whatever you got.
They're cast iron, and if you've got a wimpy grill that doesn't leave the great grill marks and doesn't cook your food properly, you put these on top of any grill, and they work beautifully. Mm-hmm. They are cast iron. You get steakhouse flavor. You get especially those great grill marks, and every man grate order comes with the world's best grill brush.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, you almost got by.
Yeah, I was like, this ad is going so well.
You know, I have
Let him screw it up. He'll screw up any commercial we ever do on this show.
All I'm going to tell you is that it comes with my family, as I've got unruly eyebrows. And nothing can keep my eyebrows in order like this grill brush. It is just such quality. I love it.
You also done? Good on the grill.
Plus, right now, a special $20 price for Mike O'Mara Show. Listeners, just $20 to get man grates for you or your dad and get that special price. See their banner ad. It's right on MikeOMaraShow.com. And we thank all the good folks at Man Grates. And Mr. Santana actually works for that company. That's his day job.
Thank right. You.
So support Man Grates.
He was out all night smelting.
That's right. Weren't you doing? You did your Big Owen Duke show last night.
Yeah, we did that, and we did it from their offices, which is
from the offices of Man Grates.
Oh, really? From the offices of Man Grates?
Because, as you know, this video setup takes a long time.
Yes,
and we used to use Chad's basement for just the audio setup, and we would have to tear that down every time because it's his basement. It doesn't have a big house. And my condo clearly isn't big enough to hold everyone. So we use an office inside Man Grates. We just did it yesterday the first time. It went okay because clearly...
How was the video? Was the video okay?
It looks like you're in an office.
How's our video doing? Is our video doing okay?
So we have we have some decorating to do.
Yes.
And there's no AC on that side of the building.
Oh, oh boy.
God, it's that time of year.
Yeah,
you're a busy man.
The air is thick.
But the reality is that this is the biggest season for Man Grates, and any support that you could give would be amazing. So
thank you, guys. And you've supported everything that we offer you. Yeah. We are trying, and I think I should mention this about the advertisers. We do try to find the right fit. When Mark or RJ are out looking for these things, we always want something that we think will be something you're intrigued with.
Something you might want to buy.
Or something you'll enjoy. Yeah. Not that we wouldn't take money from Dennis Hoff at the Bunny Ranch but
you
might want that.
That's a good fit.
Well, reputable business.
With a proper disclaimer.
Right.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
A returning bit, Mike. Mm-hmm. It is the return of Accent of the Week.
You gave me two sheets. Do you have two sheets of stuff?
No, just one. One might be yesterday.
Incidentally, I am so sick of that sound when I hit my...
Well, don't do that.
Sorry. Thank you.
Doctor says it hurts when I do this.
Right.
Today's Accent of the Week, Mike, is Korean. And we're going to learn how. You know what the most popular beverage in the world is? Is Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
How would you like to know how to order Coke in Korean?
I'd love that.
Listen and you'll know. And I think you'll enjoy the accent as we set our spotlight on Korea.
Do you have Coke? Remember Coke? It's not Coke in Korean. What's Coke? Cola. Cola. So do you have? What do you have? Good. So, Coke.
Things are cola better.
Wow. 있어요? Cola 있어요? Mm-hmm. And they said, yes. What's yes? Simple.
Right.
네.
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 And Please give me cock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please give me cock. I want a cock. Please give me cock. Mm-hmm. Cock? Cola?
Poor lady.
Please give me. What's please give me?
What is it?
Good.
Good.
Cola? 주세요.
We find this.
Cola? 주세요. And ask
some hate
the
form.
Price of cock. How much is this?
So the next time you're in Korea, Mike, and you head there a couple times a year, you'll know how to order a lovely beverage.
Wow. Hi, Korea.
And, oh, you know what? I thought this was interesting.
A Coke and a smile.
I think. Yeah. Oh, a very
things
big
go
smile.
Better with Coke. Yeah.
Right.
Jerry Seinfeld did an interview, and he revealed what was his least favorite episode of Seinfeld. Everyone has a favorite. Mine is the Merv Griffin one. I think when Kramer built
now,
the Merv
set. Now, this is unusual for you, finding Seinfeld being Seinfeld and the serious business of comedy.
The
I'm
thing,
surprised that you're
the thing
this.
That this is fascinating because his least favorite episode has one of my favorite Seinfeld things in it.
Okay.
So, but this is him discussing his least favorite episode.
There was one where a guy had a stroke and we were feeding him on the couch. And it was an older guy and... We were feeding him on the couch, and I felt very uncomfortable with that episode. Yeah, it was weird. The guy, he was in a wheelchair, and it was uncomfortable.
And I think that speaks to being a Larry David thing and not a Seinfeld thing, because Larry David is always...
And also a Rob Spiewak thing.
What? No.
Something
no.
that you can, you know...
No, the stroke is
that's
not the
a char. That's the Charlotte Nash sense of
no,
humor
no.
that you have.
The stroke thing has nothing to do with why I like the episode.
Why did you like the episode?
Because it gave us this classic quote.
Boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
If you don't remember, Kramer got one line in a Woody Allen film, and he didn't know how to read it, and they're all telling him how to say, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Kramer. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
So that was, it was odd. One of my favorite things to come out of the entire
like
run.
That.
That's funny. But when he was on the wheelchair having the stroke.
What happened here?
I don't know. What should we do? We called an ambulance.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he's a diabetic. He might just need a cookie or something.
A cookie?
Can you give him a cookie?
How's he
going to
chew it?
He'll move his teeth. It happened to my uncle.
So it's a little sticky. Yeah. That part is sticky.
A little
sticky.
Lower on the volume.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Do you know Lolo Jones?
Sounds familiar.
Her name is Lori Jones, but she goes by Lolo. She's 29 years old. She's going to be a star this summer because she's a very highly rated American Olympic hurdler. Mm. But the reason that she's going to be a star is she's hot.
Oh, I heard about this. Now I know.
And she reveals on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a virgin.
Virgin.
At 29 and good looking, too. Mm-hmm. And obviously athletic.
But how do you weave that in? I mean, if you're the most skilled broadcaster of the Olympics, how do you weave that? Well, what's her activity?
Hurdling.
She's hurdling. Well, she's going to beat down those hurdlers right now. Hope she doesn't get too close to the hurdle.
Exactly.
Wouldn't want her to lose her virginity with one of those hurdles.
Obviously, she's going to stay away from the javelin.
There she goes.
But anyway, here
as
she is
so far.
Discussing that.
It's just something, a gift I want to give to my husband. So. But please understand, this journey has been hard.
Yeah,
it's
boy.
The hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Harder than training for the Olympics, harder than graduating from college has been to stay a virgin before marriage. I've been tempted. I've had guys tell me. They're like, hey, you know, if you have sex, it will help you run faster. If you marry me, then yeah.
Oh, she is.
She's, you know what? Jesus. And she's also, really I think that is just an astonishing level of courage because it's so.
If it's true.
There's so much pressure in society with that. Yes. And I'm all for it. As the father of two daughters, why not? I mean, I respect people's beliefs. If they want to do that, that's fine with
I watched
that.
The interview very closely. I couldn't.
What does she really count? I mean, what is sex?
Yeah. For one
thing. I was having a real, like, I got two daughters moment there, you dirty little bastard.
I'm just saying. There are people out there, with all due respect to anyone out there that has kids.
Eating ain't cheating.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Jesus.
Well, you had this filthy look on your face.
No, I was going to say that.
You had a look that just said, yeah, but what really is sex, you know?
Maybe she's enjoyed some of that new Ben and Jerry's Greek yogurt.
Right. All I know is that I saw a sentence coming that might might end within the stick.
I would never use. I know what you're talking about.
I bet she keeps her nails very short.
Oh, God. Oh,
nice. I understand if somebody chooses virginity, just don't throw it in my face.
That's... Yeah, yeah. Well, now you.
I mean, really, we just could be splitting hairs.
You're all evil. I'm happy for the young lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time someone says I haven't done something, I feel like they, as a human being, you have to fulfill those urges in some way or another.
It's biological.
I think so.
Now, it doesn't maybe have to be the way that everybody calls virginity and sex.
Right.
But there's got to be other ways you fulfill those needs.
I would think so.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I would think so.
Maybe there'll be a great package by Bob Costas this summer discussing just that.
I think virginity is just what it is. I mean, it's not having sexual intercourse.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
The regular
in that location.
Meanwhile,
all the lights are dimming in London.
But also, probably right. Yeah. If you were going to be technical about it,
you're rolling through the back door. Is that really?
Exactly.
I want to see a picture of this.
A lot of young people are doing that
right now.
We were the view for a second there. Everybody was talking at the same time. What were you saying, Buzz?
A lot of young people are doing that now. What Brosker just said about the rear entry.
And saying it's not.
And because it allows them to maintain virginity up
front. I'm a virgin.
Wow.
It's true.
By the letter of the law.
That's scary.
That's what they're running around saying.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Now we're very cool.
Now you're depressed.
Yeah, now it's the opposite.
He just got real depressed.
We got to wrap it up.
All right.
That's enough. Party's over.
Thank you.
Let the virgin get back to work.
All right. I close with a fascinating piece of tape. Howard Dean was doing a radio interview in Montreal, and he got in a car wreck.
But he was on the phone?
Yeah, he was doing a phoner, and he got hit by a car. I think it's fascinating.
Instead of discussing geographic boundaries.
And apparently they still run reverb on talk stations in Canada.
Instead of discussing geographic boundaries and talking about drawing lines, we just got hit by a car. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hey, pretty unflappable.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go by.
What happened?
We just got hit by a car. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine.
And he just hangs up. He's gone. When asked for comment, Howard Dean said, and that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this every morning. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Rob Spiewak, man.
Yeah.
That little board of his, I swear to God, it's like, our microphones are here, but if it's coming through the board.
The mics come through the board?
No, but I mean, it's like.
Not like the audio.
Your audio, man.
Really?
Listen.
What?
Take your love.
You can't hear.
Take your love for everything you produce and all your music that you run through and temper it with the hatred you have for us speaking on the microphones. Besides
what?
You. Thank you very much.
What?
Buzz, take it away. Go ahead.
I will, gladly. We're brought to you today, Mike, by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. You know, in case somebody at 911 is sleeping. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses at Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. You can like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center, or just click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. 80% of heart attacks happen in the home. Are you ready? Take a class, save a life.
Bingo.
You wouldn't know it here in Washington, D.C., but nationwide, traffic congestion decongested in 70 of our most populous cities last year. A study out of Kirkland, Washington.
Yeah, that's where Price Club is from.
Thank you, Rob. Says the high gas prices and the soft economy kept people off the roads. Nationally, traffic is down 30%.
I saw it this morning.
Tell that to people that were on 95 yesterday.
I know. Yeah, it almost doesn't apply here and some other places.
Don't you think that that's a statistic that they ought to just keep to themselves? Hey, you're as good as your accident. That's what you're.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's right. You want to help? Don't help. That's it.
I had when I was doing the radio tour last week, I had
you were back in traffic.
Of the 4 days, I had two good and two that were atrocious.
Right.
And coming back, I think on Wednesday was that Baltimore day.
Yes, it was.
Coming back on Wednesday from Baltimore was just ridiculously
nuts. A separate study, by the way, says Tuesday mornings and Friday afternoons are the worst times for traffic.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But why Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning because they want to go to the show, the store Tuesday morning.
Oh, I understand.
I don't know.
In some cities.
That's an Katie's bit.
Tampa. Tampa, Houston, and Austin. She's traffic got worse, mostly because those are cities that actually had job growth last year. Mm-hmm. And in cities where gas prices are insanely high, San Francisco, L.A., and Honolulu, traffic got lighter.
What was
where?
The third one?
Honolulu.
Oh,
Honolulu. Honolulu. That's how they pronounce it. That's the Hawaiian way of saying it.
Now back to
not to be confused with that foreign country. What is Kuala it? Lumpur.
Now back to news with Kim Fong.
Thank you. If Honolulu sounds like paradise, consider its average time in traffic per driver 58 hours a month. About 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And for the first time ever, sleep apnea is being linked to cancer. Apnea causes a person to actually stop breathing during sleep, depriving the body of oxygen. We've known for a while sleep apnea increases the risk of heart disease, but now we know the reduced oxygen also increases cancer risk.
Good night, everybody.
But other than that, Mike, it's fine.
Don't worry too much.
Now, this, if there's any relief for you in this story, it is that people with the worst apnea, really bad, bad apnea, I mean, stop breathing for long periods of time, they are five times more likely to die of cancer than folks who only have minor night breathing problems, and weight not, and other things will help you pass.
I'm
that.
Guessing, you know, I'm guessing that even then snoring would be an issue. Because
I would
snoring
think so.
That's usually
a precursor. Woo-hoo! That's a precursor to apnea.
This falls into the kind of a news story that it just frightens me, and I want him to move on.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me frighten you in a different
way.
You
know what you should do, Mike? You should just stay up and smoke cigarettes.
A Senate Armed Services Committee investigation has found that a lot of the weapons we put into the hands of our soldiers are made with counterfeit parts. Chinese counterfeit parts. Oh. What could possibly go wrong? The report says a recent sample of the equipment chain found more than 1 million counterfeit electronic parts, more than 70% of them from China.
Very good.
Four of the Secret Service agents fired for hooking up in Cartagena are appealing their dismissals. A few say they didn't know the women were prostitutes. All four say the Secret Service never had a problem with this before.
that's going to be a great defense.
So after you pay the woman for sex, when does it occur to you that she's a prostitute?
I know, it's amazing.
Was it a gift?
It's weird. You know what this sound? Doesn't this smell like lawyering up to me?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It really does. Absolutely. Posturing. And four of the eyewitnesses in the George Zimmerman case have now changed their stories about what they did or did not see that night, the night Trayvon Martin was shot to death. Their latest accounts do not support Zimmerman's claim of self-defense.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Lots of changes.
One now admits she didn't have her contacts in and she wasn't sure who was chasing
who.
She's
afraid.
And on and on.
She's afraid. She's intimidated, or perhaps it's legit. You know. I mean, I saw everybody's seen, I think, by now the pictures of him afterwards.
Yeah.
And there was blood on the back. I mean, this is the way I interpreted it.
Right.
I saw the blood on the back of his head. And it looks like he got cut.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw the front where they said they thought he had a broken nose. It just didn't look like.
No.
I mean, as somebody who's had their nose broken, it didn't look that
even
bad.
To this day, it's described medically as a possible broken nose. Yeah.
Mine's
possibly broken. Who knows?
You never know.
Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio is to law enforcement what Lady Gaga is to show business, over the top. Deputy Dog has now sent one of his deputies to Hawaii to investigate Obama's birth certificate. Arpaio says he's doing this for, quote, security issues. The investigation,
he's a nut.
Such as it is, began last year when 250 Tea Party members asked him to. Joe is the sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, which includes Phoenix and its suburbs. Deputy Dog. Dag-nabbit, Deputy Dog.
Can't do that anymore.
She was on a U.S. Airways. She was on a U.S. Airways jet from Paris to Charlotte, North Carolina. There's a dream flight. A lady on the plane who had checked no luggage claimed she was carrying a surgically implanted device.
Hmm.
Yeah, like the bomb.
But it gives us a chance up in Bangor to see the nice big jets.
Yes,
you like
yes,
it when
it
they
does.
Fly in?
Oh, that's right. Look at that. That's a 767. By golly, look at that. Look at how large those goddamn jet engines are when they fly right over the tower.
Make a lot of noise.
Boy, that's good. My name's Dick Stacy, and by golly, these tires are priced to sell.
Do you think the 767 could land at the Portland International Jetport?
I don't think so. That'd be a tough call. You know, it might be able to.
I don't think it would be able to land at Bar Harbor International Airport.
Okay, well, that's
no,
good. Yeah.
No way.
That's right, man. Well, welcome. I'm sorry the lady's got some sort of big ticking bomb in her vagine, but you're all welcome to have fried clams and chowder.
Doctors on board checked her for surgical scars and found none. The flight was diverted to Bangor, Maine, escorted by a couple of F-15s. Turns out there was no threatening device. The woman, a French citizen, was born in African Cameroon.
Bangor.
And finally...
Cameroon!
I miss him.
Do not stop me, even if you have heard this before. A man, a woman, a parrot, and a zebra walk into a bar.
What?
Not in Florida, but in, thank you, Iowa, Dubuque.
Hey!
When officers stopped 55-year-old Gerald Ryder, he was weaving in the parking lot of a bar and ultimately blew nearly twice the legal limit. Gerald says he and Vicky, that's his girlfriend, love to take the animals to the bar because, well, for one thing, they're welcome there.
I love that.
The bar owners deny this. They say they have a very strict no animals policy.
Sure.
But Gerald says the restaurant only sent him away because on this particular night, the bar was serving food. And Gerald said he had no intention of driving drunk. He says he was going to let one of the passengers drive. He didn't say whether that would be Vicky, the parrot, or the zebra. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We are off to Camden Yards. If you're up there, come over and say hi, and we'll say hi. And...
Section 300 until we upgrade.
Yes. Wait a minute. Very good.
Look for us tiptoeing down the aisle.
Speaking of sporting events, our show is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Do you skip sports events just because it's too expensive? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. It's impossible to pay full price on ScoreBig.com. Every ticket on ScoreBig.com guaranteed to be, listen to this, between 10% and 60% below retail price. They're great seats to sporting events, concerts, everything from the front row to the rafters, and you get an extra $10 off your purchase. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter the code TMOS for your $10 discount. Always less than full price, never any fees, scorebig.com. That's ScoreBig.com. And don't forget to enter TMOS at scorebig.com. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.